Well, the theme is hindsight, so I just thought it kind of odd. I should mention first, I've been married for a little over 50 years. But you have to divide by three to get the average. When you go through a couple of marriages, there are a couple of reactions you can have. One of them is when friends of mine are getting married, I tell them if marriage was not so good, I would have never done it so often. And they really appreciate advice like that. The first marriage was because I was teenage and a little nuts, and she was teenaged and a little nuts, and we managed to get together and have a strange relationship because I met her through a science fiction correspondence club. I don't know how many people have met wives or husbands through a science fiction correspondence club, but our Bible became Stranger in a Strange Land. And if you've read it or you know the story about the word grok, well, in that relationship, everybody was grokking everybody else, and it just didn't work out. And eventually she left, and we had a kid, so that worked out pretty well, and I can't regret anything about that. But I was living in a very large house in Charles Village at the time. It had 8 bedrooms, and it was usually full of people who didn't have any other place to go. And it was sort of like a mini commune. And I was really interested in this red-haired gal who had moved into the third floor after I rescued her from Washington, where she was probably going to get evicted. And she wasn't as interested in me, so she introduced me to her best friend, who became my second ex-wife. The one I was really interested in ran off to join the circus and did pretty well for herself. After a year in the circus, she went to a science fiction convention, and she met a guy, and they ended up spending about 30 years together. In fact, they're still together. She's married to George R. R. Martin. So, yeah, it's one of those little quirks in life. But anyway, after the second wife left, wife number three knocked on my door one night to tell me that there was a party down the street and I should come down and see her. Now, the reason she knew me was because she was the neighbor on the third floor when I lived on the second floor of a 3-story apartment building in Charles Village back in my first marriage. So she woke up one morning and found me sitting in her living room reading her newspaper. And we stayed in touch over the years because of that quirky beginning. Baltimore is a very small place, so you run into people all the time. And that knock on my door to invite me to a party led me down the street where the door to the party was locked. And the party was on the second floor, and they were making a lot of noise, and nobody was answering. So rather than go back home, I stood out in the cold for 20 minutes until somebody opened the door. And the person who opened the door was the person who invited me to the party, and she was leaving with another guy. And I thought, is this a good sign or a bad sign? I wasn't sure, so I got her phone number. And it turns out that we've now been married for 36 years. So I got to say that some things work out. You never know where fate is going to lead you. You'll make lots of mistakes in life, but you can't have regrets. If you end up in a good place, it would have never happened if you hadn't screwed up before. So that's...